I'm Jeff Alpin, the big game hunter, and I've been the big game hunter, or I'm referred to as the big game hunter, because I coach people and help organizations play their games bigger. And, you know, I filled lots of positions over my career. And this is a video about reducing turnover. Now, turnover is the bane of organizations because you lose people that are important to you. I know you don't care about the poor performers, the mediocre, the average, but it costs you money to go through the process of replacement, right? So one of the areas where you can mitigate turnover is with how you conduct your performance reviews. Yes, performance reviews. There was an interesting statistic that I saw about the impact of performance reviews, or at least a couple of them. And they're frankly not particularly complimentary of the process. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not suggesting that you do away with them. If anything, you're going to see that my encouragement to you is to increase their frequency. See, the younger workers, the millennial population, really reacts badly to them. 3 out of 4 in this study frequently feel in the dark about how their managers and peers think they're performing at work. Almost 2/3 of them report that they felt blindsided by a performance review. Almost half of them of the millennials polled feel that receiving a performance review gives them the feeling that they can't do anything right. And nearly 1/4 of them call in sick because they're anxious about receiving them. Now, the long and the short of it is, it's not the performance review that's the issue. It's the fact that managers are too lazy or too busy to communicate between the performance reviews that's at fault. You see, you know, basically, you know, the millennials report that they don't believe that their managers are prepared to give feedback during these reviews. Almost 40% say the feedback they get is vague. Half of them, or actually more than half, have reacted to reviews by looking for a new job, complaining to coworkers, cursing, crying. Is that really what you want? So my encouragement is to increase their frequency and to have managers better prepared. Now, the classic complaint about managers is that they work toward catching people doing something wrong. Instead, remind them that the role that they have is to catch them doing something right and point out the impact of what they're doing or not doing and how it adversely affects everyone else. Give them that education and do it real time. Do it on the spot rather than waiting every 3, 6, or 12 months to say, you know, that time, you know, on March 14th, to that whatever it was, you know, and I had to come to you. No, take corrective actions, give positive feedback between cycles, so that this way the review is almost anticlimactic. The hiring manager can walk in and basically say, if you were me reviewing your work, how would you assess it? And the employee is knowledgeable about how they're seeing areas that they can use improvement where the manager can tweak it ever so slightly with some praise and some suggestions, and you can go on. Think of it like a sandwich. The review should be, you know, some praise, some places for improvement, some more praise. And in doing that, employees walk out feeling supported. Now, again, follow this review model. Frequent feedback between cycles, so that this way, when the employee walks in, they have an idea about how they're seen between cycles, and you can just simply ask, so if you were me reviewing you, how would you assess my performance? What areas have I done particularly well in? Where could you use improvement? Lo and behold, you'll be stunned at what you hear. I'm Jeff Alpin. Hope you found this helpful. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. A lot more there that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you with staffing, with hiring, with retaining your staff. And if I can help you fill a position, call me. My number is 646-374-8656. I'd be happy to help. And if we are connected on LinkedIn, my page there is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I'm Jeff Altman. I hope you have a great day. Take care. Why are we doing this? Excuse me here. Well, I sort out why this thing is doing